This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharati today stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. He said, "It is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind."
We also iterated that our fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind. Dosto, hamari ladai atankwad aur atankwadiyon ke khilaf thi. Isliye 7 mai ko humne keval atankwadi thikano par hi hamla kiya tha.
Briefing media in Delhi on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharati gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. He spoke about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian Armed Forces, which includes the assets of the Indian Army and Indian Navy, in addition to air defense assets of IAF. DGAO said this robust air defense AD system comprises of a large variety of multi-layered AD sensors and weapons systems.
Hamari taraf se hamari air defense systems desh ke liye deewar ki tarah khadi thi aur isko bhedna dushman ke liye namumkin tha. This brings me to the point, how have Indian forces managed to minimize the damage to both civilian and military infra in the country in spite of the unrelenting efforts by the Pakistani forces? Most of you and the majority populace within the country have had a lot to say about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian Armed Forces, which includes the assets of the Indian Army, the Indian Navy, in addition to the primary air defense assets of the Indian Air Force.
Air Marshal Bharati informed that numerous waves of drones and unmanned combat aerial vehicles employed by Pakistan were thwarted by the indigenously developed soft and hard kill counter UAS systems and the well-trained air defense personnel. He said India's battle-proven systems stood the test of time. He also highlighted the stellar performance of the indigenous air defense systems like the Akash system. He acknowledged that putting together and operationalizing of the potent AD environment has been possible over the last decade due to unwavering budgetary and policy support from the Government of India in acquiring state-of-the-art equipment and weapons system. Speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week, Air Marshal Bharati said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down.
We have talked about the loiter munitions and the unmanned aerial systems, and here are some of the glimpses of those systems which we have brought down. To your right, with the right undercarriage or the wheel, you can see is the Yiha system, which is of Chinese origin with Pakistan. You can see some quadcopters and you can see one odd Sonka drone hanging by the wire. All these have been brought down by our trained crew and air defense systems.
On India's offensive actions, the DGAO said India targeted the length and breadth of the adversary, citing strikes on Nur Khan Air Base and Rahim Yar Khan Air Base, giving an overview of how air defense systems thwarted enemy drones, fighter aircraft and missiles, which resulted in minimal losses on Indian side. Director General Military Operations Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said they were well prepared in advance. He said whenever Pakistani Air Force tried to target Indian airfields and logistical installations during the night of 9th and 10th of May, they were deterred by multi-layered counter-drone and air defense grid. He emphasized that there was not a chance for Pakistan to be able to penetrate India's air defense. The DGMO praised BSF for its cooperation in the operations.
उनके डायरेक्टर जनरल साहब से लेकर बॉर्डर पर तैनात बीओपी पर पहरा देने वाले आखिरी जवान भी हमारे इस अभियान में बढ़ चढ़कर शामिल हुए और बहुत बहादुरी से उन्होंने हमारा साथ दिया। उनके काउंटर अनआर्म्ड सिस्टम्स भी हमारे इस मल्टी टीयर्ड एयर डिफेंस ग्रिड का हिस्सा थे, जिसके कारण पाकिस्तान की नापाक हरकतों का विनाश किया गया। आपने सुना ही होगा, जब हौसले बुलंद हों तो मंजिलें भी कदम चूमती हैं।
The DGMO highlighted that in every single domain that Operation Sindoor has been prosecuted, there has been absolute synergy between the three services. He said there was full support by government, departments and agencies and the 140 crore people of the nation. In his statement, Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said Navy operates as a composite network force capable of simultaneously addressing threats emanating from all domains. These include air, surface and subsurface through amalgamation of advanced sensors synchronized on the combat management systems. DGNO said the maritime force is able to ensure persistent surveillance, detection and identification for a comprehensive maritime domain awareness, including the airspace. He highlighted that using multiple sensors and inputs, Indian Navy is maintaining continuous surveillance to neutralize threats as they emerge. DGNO informed that in the current standoff, the presence of Navy's aircraft carrier with large number of MiG-29K fighters and airborne early warning helicopters prevented any suspicious or hostile aircraft to close the carrier battle group within several hundred kilometers.
कोई भी संदिग्ध और दुश्मन के हवाई जहाज को कैरल बैटल ग्रुप के कई सौ किलोमीटर पास आने का मौका नहीं दिया। Over the past few years, and most importantly, immediately after the cowardly incident by Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attack at Pahalgam, we had validated our anti-missile and anti-aircraft defense capability in a complex threat environment using cross-platform cooperative mechanism. Our powerful carrier battle group with formidable offensive capability was able to operate with impunity and maintained an uncontested presence in the area of operations.
Vice Admiral Pramod emphasized that the Indian Navy maintains a credible capability to detect, identify and neutralize any aerial platforms that threatens its units at sea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chiefs of three armed forces and several senior officials attended the meeting. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan has said that 10 satellites are continuously working round the clock for the strategic purpose to ensure safety and security of the citizens of the country. He was speaking at a function in Agartala.
If we have to ensure safety of this country, we have to really serve through the satellite. We have to monitor the entire 7,500 kilometer seashore area. We have to monitor. And the entire northern part we have to monitor continuously. Without satellite technology, without drone technology, we cannot achieve that. I am happy to inform that at least 10 satellites are continuously working, 24/7 working for the strategic purpose to ensure safety and security of the citizens of this country.
The government has debunked the claims made by the Pakistani military in its recent briefing, which falsely accused some Indian news channels of admitting to the destruction of Indian air bases. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said that Pakistan is misleading its own people by producing doctored footage as evidence. In a media briefing held yesterday, the DGISPR of Pakistan used a small edited portion of a full video clip originally broadcast by Indian news channels. However, the actual footage clearly shows Indian news channels reporting on the destruction of a Pakistani airfield by Indian forces. In the Indian stock market, the bulls took over the Dalal Street today. Both the benchmark domestic equity indices ended at their highest closing levels of 2025, buoyed by ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan and positive global cues, including announcement of trade truce between United States and China. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rallied 2,975 points or 3.74% to close at 82,430. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 zoomed 917 points or 3.82% to settle at 24,925. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated across the world. Today it marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born and also attained the enlightenment or Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. Indian cricket great Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from Test cricket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.